I'm Sam Gray. I work at Manchester Metropolitan University, but also for the last 4 years I've been working as a project manager on the Manchester Beacon Public Engagement Initiative, who are the organisers of today's social responsibility and public engagement breakfast. I think when we started the Beacon, there was a recognition that cultural organisations, arts-based companies and associations have certain skills that universities don't possess. I think the notion that some aspects of communication can be broken down into visual themes, or, you know, the kind of brokerage aspects of artists is important. You know, in a way you can see artists as translators between, you know, on the one hand, say, universities, on the other hand, communities. Sometimes, you know, that if you bring those two things together with nothing in the middle, then you can have a lack of understanding or a set of different languages or conflict even. And so I think artists are very adept at sitting in the middle of that and helping to broker and translate on both sides. I just think what's interesting and what surprised me a little bit is Contact obviously is a stone's throw away from the universities along the Oxford Road corridor, and for me as a Mancunian it's always been a kind of iconic building, an iconic place. I've always understood what its mission was. It's interesting when we've used the building as a venue for events such as today's Breakfast Club, how many people who are kind of around the city haven't actually visited here. And I think that's been quite an interesting sort of thing. And something that Beacon's been quite keen to pursue. So in the same way that we're learning from Contact, I'd like to think that Beacon is adding value by bringing in a different audience, potentially to the kind of traditional arts-based enthusiasts or young people that Contact would have attracted.